This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the fan. We made a promise. Want to make sure that we deliver. So right now, former Cowboys safety and Ring of Honor member Darren Woodson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and my apologies for being late.
That's okay. We almost had to put you into Forgiveness Friday, but you redeemed yourself, so you're good.
How you guys been?
We're good. We need your help with something. Now, I know you might not want to help us because our campaign to get you into the Hall of Fame has not succeeded over the last year, but we continue the fight, good sir.
There you go. I need the support. Absolutely need it.
How do we convince Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys to truly value the safety position again? We have been fighting this battle for years. It has not been going super well.
Well, I think if you want a safety and you feel like you need to fill the void of a playmaker in that position, then you probably have to go get one a little early. If you're looking for a playmaker, go get one early instead of thinking through the process of, I can turn a special teams player into a safety, or I can go in the fourth, fifth round and find a guy that's serviceable to play that position. If you want a big-time playmaker, it's just part of it. You got to roll the dice and go early, and hopefully you can get him. I remember, you know, the Cowboys drafting Roy Williams early in the top 10 picks, and, you know, for 5 years he gave you Pro Bowls. He gave you one of the hardest-hitting players ever to play the game. He was a turnover factory for the team. So if you want a guy, you got to go get him early. It's no different than any other position. If you want to fill the quarterback position, it would behoove you to go early in the draft and find that spot. And exactly the same thing for any other position.
Okay, and that might kind of answer this question then, because I was curious, and we're going to talk about the event you got going now right before the NFL draft in just a minute, but how important is it to have that playmaker at the safety position? Because I have to admit, when we talk about that, that is not usually a position that people list playmaker at the top of their list.
Absolutely, and rightfully so. I mean, when you look at some of the guys over the years past, specifically at the free safety position, the guy who can really turn the ball over, you're looking for the Ed Reeds, you're looking for phenomenal players that have ball-hawking skills, and they don't come a dime a dozen, so I get it. I get it. But there are also options. Like, you don't have to just look at the safety position. You can look at a guy like, you know, Patrick Surtain, who's I'm not sure if I was, it's Patrick or not. No, I remember Patrick Surtain.
Yes.
Dad. But, you're looking for a playmaker on the outside, maybe at the cornerback position. But you can solidify some of your secondary by going early in the draft. And I'm a big believer in, if there is a guy at the position, whether it be a safety or cornerback, you know you need help on the defense side of the ball. There's a difference maker. You go get them. And I think that's been my philosophy. I strongly believe there are some corners early in this draft that they could probably go out that could be game changers. So you can have two bookend corners. But there's some options out there. I just think if you want to fill the void, you want someone that's going to make a difference and not going to just be a special teamer or a fifth-round pick, you'll get somebody early that can make plays for you.
So, Darren, I wonder about this. When you enter the NFL, and I know you kind of made a transition at Arizona State from linebacker to safety, and you had James Washington – there at safety, a guy who'd played years in the league. And when you were played years in the league, you talked about Roy Williams. You were there to help him out, to understand the NFL and the differences, in the levels of league from college to pro.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys do take a safety, let's just say in the second or third round, there's really no veteran safety there to help out that guy understand the league. How tough is that for a rookie to not have a veteran next to him to help him out early in his career?
Well, it's always helpful to have that guy. And I had a number of guys, Ray Horton and James Washington and Thomas Everett, who were there to help me and tell me where the potholes were and how to study and how to prepare. It's something that I came in blessed to have that. But you look around the league and, you've seen guys that have come in the league at the safety position that didn't have mentorship but figured out a way to get there. Maybe it took them a little bit longer to get there, but I had that advantage. But there's a lot of guys that have come in that didn't have the guidance and still established themselves. Look, that is a part of the draft process that you have to go through. If you're looking for a great safety and you don't have that leadership, well, you better do a deep dive to see if this kid is a self-starter, see if this kid's main focus is football. All the little things it takes that in knowing that you don't have that leadership quality, that he can be a self-starter and help himself along the process.
Now, the next thing is the Cowboys now have their third defensive coordinator in 3 years. And I was just wondering, for a players that are third, fourth, fifth year in the league and on the Dallas Cowboys defense, how tough is that? And I know they're kind of going back to 2019 defensive scheme, but it is still a different coach. How challenging is that for the players to have three different coordinators in 3 years?
Well, it's going to be a challenge just to hear schemes and new terminology and have to adjust. I think the one thing about Coach Quinn's defense is that it's very simple. He simplifies everything. And I spent some time, like myself and Gruden, when we were at ESPN, went up to Seattle and spent some time with Quinn and that defensive staff, and they simplify everything. They want you to play extremely fast. They don't want to convolute you with a lot of different information. You play a couple of coverages, whether it be cover three, cover one, and his mentality is going to be attack the quarterback. Get up the field, use your assets. Their personnel is built to run a 43 defense. That's what they're going to do, and it's going to be pretty simple to start the season. And then he'll start adding in pressure packages as it goes. But I don't think it's going to be much of an adjustment for this group here because they're used to playing that 43 scheme.
Since it's the day before the draft, I was curious if you could relay your draft experience to us. I have to admit, I wasn't into mock drafts at the time. Were
right.
You satisfied where you went? Did you hope you would have gone higher? What was the draft like for you back in 92?
Well, you always hope that you can go higher because if you go higher, there's more money involved. But look, I was fortunate to go, early in the second round. I think I was the 37th pick, and was happy with that. And I was happy with that pick because I was a tweener. I was a guy who played linebacker / rover at Arizona State and needed to make the transition. And there were a lot of teams that didn't believe I could make that transition. So where I went is probably about perfect where I thought I was going to go, but maybe a little bit early. But it was a great experience. And look, I can tell you guys this, early on, I wasn't much of a Cowboy fan and wasn't my entire life. I was a Steelers fan. So it was extremely odd to get drafted by the Dallas Cowboys back then.
Darren, last football question for you. I know players can change their number now somewhat to random numbers. And how married were you to number 28? And just so you know this, in 2006, I got to play for the United States Olympic qualifying team in Cuba, and I chose 28 because of you.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. I'm all the way tied into it, man. I think when I first got here, I didn't know what number I was going to get. I was number 6 in college. And, I knew that was going to have to change when I got into the NFL. And Mike McCord, who's the equipment manager, basically grabbed the jersey and threw it to me and said, "Here's your number." And that's how I stuck the number 28 to the point to where even my kids through growing up, I've always forced them and made them in every sport they played to wear number 28. So I'm a believer,
number.
Brother.
Awesome. So we threw it out in goodtaste.com. You're running the wine tasting event. And now break it down, because there is an in-person option, but also Zoom participation for people who want to get in on you and Tyler Klutz event. I don't want to leave him out.
Oh, say, look, In Good Taste is a new type of winery that brings you like fun-sized bottles, small bottles from different regions around the world. They offer like these virtual private and in-person tastings for your friends. My company, my real estate company, we use it in a virtual way, as far as, you know, getting everybody on the screen, having wine tastings. It's phenomenal. Instead of having to go to Napa, you just do the virtual event and taste wine. So what we're doing, Tyler Klutz and I are doing, is we're going to do a virtual event, and people can show up at the same time, but we're going to talk the NFL draft, talk our experiences. My experience, totally different from Tyler Klutz's, and his is phenomenal. Phenomenal experience. So we're going to talk about our experiences and then answer questions. Everyone's always wanted to talk to me about the draft and what I think about it. Well, here's the opportunity to just ask us, you know, questions about the draft, where the Cowboys should go, where, you know, what the outlook looks like in the first round or whatnot. We want to answer those questions. And In Good Taste is providing the wine. We're providing the knowledge of the football side of things.
Man, it sounds like a really fun event, and we appreciate that 20% of the proceeds are going to go to the C5 Youth Foundation of Texas as well. So super cool right there. And thanks so much for jumping on with us, not once, but twice.
Oh, man, appreciate it. No, again, my apologies. I was late, guys, so that's my fault.
You're good. You're good. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. You convinced the Cowboys to draft a safety with importance, and we will convince the NFL to put you in the Hall of Fame. We will continue that work.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Darren Woodson right here on your home of all things Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!